Psychology Archetypes with Astrology, Case Study, Ayesha. Ascendant, Gemini, Ardra Nakshatra. Ayesha's Gemini ascendant sets the tone for a personality built on inquiry, communication, and versatility. Gemini, ruled by Mercury, lends her an adaptable, expressive nature, one that thrives on variety, intellectual stimulation, and meaningful exchange. With this sign rising, Ayesha is wired to connect the dots, to learn quickly, and to use her voice or mind as her primary tool in life. But the deeper layer of her ascendant is revealed through Ardra Nakshatra, ruled by Rahu. Ardra brings storm energy, a fierce inner desire for change, intensity, and emotional catharsis. Unlike the light, chatty side of Gemini, Ardra infuses a brooding depth, giving Ayesha a sharp intellect tinged with emotional complexity. She doesn't just gather knowledge, she deconstructs it. She doesn't speak to impress, she speaks to transform. Ardra natives often carry emotional scars or inner turbulence that becomes the fire driving their purpose. This unique blend activates the maverick archetype, bold, original, and wired to challenge the norm. Ayesha is not afraid to ask uncomfortable questions or disrupt outdated ideas. Her way of thinking cuts through fluff and seeks clarity, even if it unsettles others. She's driven by a hunger for truth, not the safe kind, but the kind that requires emotional courage and mental resilience. Psychologically, this placement can make Ayesha feel like an outsider at times. Ardra often carries the wound of early life emotional instability, leading her to grow up quickly, developing mental armor before emotional maturity fully sets in. She may learn to use logic to defend her sensitivity, or become hyper-aware of nuance in tone, language, and power dynamics in conversation. Despite this inner storm, there is a gift. Ayesha is emotionally intelligent in a raw and piercing way. She can see through masks, detect hypocrisy, and intuit what others are unwilling to say. Her voice, once trusted, can become a force of clarity for others. The challenge? Managing emotional extremes. Ardra's intensity can lead to overthinking, sarcasm, or burnout. She may swing between deep involvement and sudden detachment, especially when feeling misunderstood. But as she matures, her power lies in learning how to direct this energy, not just to disrupt, but to reform. In her highest expression, Ayesha becomes a thinker who doesn't just communicate, she recalibrates perspectives. Through the maverick archetype, she teaches others not to fear the storm, but to listen to what it's clearing. Her path is not easy, but it is necessary for herself and for those whose lives she will eventually illuminate with her hard-won truths. First house, self-image, presence, and the mental lens of identity. Rahu in Ardra Nakshatra, Gemini Ayesha's first house, the seat of her physical presence, self-perception, and the lens through which she experiences the world, hosts Rahu, placed in Ardra Nakshatra, in its own sign of Gemini. This is a highly karmic, complex, and psychologically intense position. The first house is not just about appearance, it's about orientation, how we interpret reality, assert ourselves, and filter experience. With Rahu here, Ayesha's identity is marked by a hunger for definition and reinvention, yet it never stays still. Rahu is the shadow planet of desire and disruption, and Ardra, ruled by Rahu itself, is the storm bringer of the zodiac. Together, they amplify each other. Ayesha carries an innate intensity in how she presents herself. Sharp eyes, restless intellect, emotionally loaded speech, and a demeanor that is often probing, even if outwardly composed. People may sense that she's not just observing the world, she's reading through it. This placement fully ignites the maverick archetype as her dominant psychological pattern. Ayesha doesn't do identity the conventional way. She questions, reinvents, and constantly recalibrates how she shows up. She may reject superficiality or social expectations, gravitating instead toward uniqueness, even if that means walking alone. There's often a sense of defiance in how she claims space, not through aggression, but through difference. She is not here to blend in. She is here to disrupt patterns and question what's normal. Psychologically, Rahu in the first house often creates an early life sense of displacement. Ayesha may have felt different from others, or misunderstood, with an inner voice that was louder than external affirmation. She might have felt the need to perform, shapeshift, or overexpress just to be seen. Over time, this forges a deep intellect and psychological depth, but it can also create identity fatigue, a constant push-pull between who she is and who she's expected to be. Ardra adds the emotional storm behind the intellect. Aisha is sensitive, not in a soft lunar way, but in a fierce, truth-demanding way. She picks up emotional cues quickly, detects falseness with razor precision, and is often years ahead of her age in insight. But this can make social navigation difficult. Others may not always be ready for her depth, and she may either withdraw or overcompensate to maintain connection. The challenge here is fragmentation of self. With Rahu's ever-hungry energy, Aisha might over-identify with ideas, intellect, or roles, forgetting the grounded sense of being. She might struggle to rest in who she is, always reaching for the next concept or reinvention. But the integration lies in anchoring, not by dulling her edge, but by owning it with steadiness. In her empowered form, Aisha becomes a presence others can't ignore, not because she demands attention, but because she brings truth. Through the Maverick, her very identity becomes a challenge to conformity and an invitation to explore what it really means to know yourself. She doesn't just walk into rooms, she stirs them. And in that disruption, she creates space for something more. Third house, communication, curiosity, and mental assertion. Sun and Venus in Purva Falguni and Magha Nakshatras. Leo, in Aisha's chart, the third house, which governs communication style, personal initiative, mental courage, and everyday expression, is lit up by both the Sun and Venus, placed in Purva Falguni and Magha Nakshatras, respectively, in the fiery, expressive sign of Leo. This is a house of voice and vision, and these two planetary forces give Aisha a potent blend of artistic charisma and dignified self-expression. Her communication doesn't just inform, it performs. The Sun in Purva Falguni, a Venus-ruled nakshatra, brings an elegant warmth and desire for enjoyment into the way she thinks and speaks. She likely has a rich vocabulary, a lyrical or aesthetic tone to her voice, and a natural sense of timing in conversation. This placement makes her style charming, magnetic, and subtly dramatic. There's a storyteller's soul here, someone who doesn't just convey facts, but crafts narratives. She speaks not only to share, but to captivate. Venus in Magha, ruled by Ketu, brings in the ancestral voice, grace mingled with pride. Magha adds gravitas, tradition, and a certain inner nobility to her mental world. Aisha likely respects eloquence, honors the power of words, and may have an instinctive affinity for literature, poetry, or symbolic language. She carries a tone of authority, not by demand, but by resonance. Others might feel as though she's channeling more than just her personal perspective. Her words carry weight. Together, these placements activate a composite of the creator and visionary archetypes. Aisha's mind isn't just sharp, it's expressive. She has the ability to shape moods with her tone, to offer emotional insight through metaphor, and to lead others mentally through a combination of beauty and brilliance. Whether in writing, speaking, or visual communication, she creates experiences. Her words feel like colors on a canvas. Psychologically, this house reveals a strong internal need to be heard, but not just for attention. Aisha wants her voice to mean something, to touch people, to make an impression. Early in life, she may have felt a deep pull toward self-expression, but could have wrestled with confidence, especially if others didn't fully grasp the layers beneath her charm. With Leo's energy, pride, and vulnerability walk hand in hand. The third house is also about courage, and here hers is creative courage. Aisha is not afraid to say something bold, to dress her thoughts in beauty, or to express love or loyalty openly. She might have a flair for performance, music, or artistic leadership, even if she channels it subtly through her presence in conversation. The challenge? The Leo placements, especially with both the Sun and Venus here, can create moments of emotional sensitivity to how her words are received. Aisha may at times speak with more heart than strategy, and if misunderstood, retreat or feel wounded. There can also be a need for validation, especially from respected voices in her life, which must eventually evolve into self-sourced affirmation. When integrated, this third house becomes a rare and radiant gift. Through the creator visionary archetype, Aisha becomes a communicator of essence, not just of information. Her speech is infused with elegance, pride, and soul. And when she speaks her truth, not just to be heard, but to uplift, her words become more than sound. They become art. Fourth house, emotional roots, inner world, and security structures. Mercury and Saturn in Hasta and Chitra nakshatras, Virgo. In Ayesha's chart, the fourth house, the sanctuary of emotional grounding, home, and private self, is occupied by both Mercury and Saturn, placed in Hasta and Chitra nakshatras, within Virgo. This is a house of inner architecture, and Ayesha builds hers with precision, discipline, and discernment. Her emotional stability is not impulsive, it's crafted. With this combination, the heart and mind do not operate separately. They are woven together through structure, thought, and service. Mercury in Hasta, a nakshatra ruled by the moon, brings intellectual hands-on energy to her emotional core. Hasta is associated with the power of the hand, not just in action, but in holding, shaping, and healing. Ayesha likely finds emotional safety through creating systems, fixing problems, or organizing her inner and outer environments. She may communicate with exceptional clarity in private settings and feel emotionally calm when things are in place. There's comfort in order for her. Emotional peace is a well-arranged bookshelf, a meaningful conversation, or a to-do list completed. Saturn in Chitra, ruled by Mars, deepens the architecture of this house with a blueprint mindset. Chitra gives her the emotional endurance to take chaos and design beauty from it. Saturn brings weight and maturity, often formed through responsibility or emotional distance early in life. Ayesha may have felt that emotional expression had to be managed carefully, possibly growing up in an environment that emphasized duty over vulnerability. This doesn't weaken her. It simply trains her to be selective about when and how she opens up. Together, these placements activate the architect archetype in its most emotionally intelligent form. Ayesha doesn't just want a home. She wants a system of meaning, a place where every item, word, and feeling has its place. Her emotional life is layered with quiet diligence. She's the kind of person who supports others through clear thinking, service, and consistency. Her love language may be practical help more than overt affection, but it is steady, reliable, and devoted. Psychologically, this house points to an early pattern of self-containment. Ayesha may have learned to manage her feelings with logic. She could find vulnerability uncomfortable unless it's filtered through purpose or structure, expressing emotion only after she's internally edited it. While this makes her incredibly stable under pressure, it can also delay her emotional release, leading to periods of internal buildup. The challenge with Mercury-Saturn in Virgo is over-optimization of emotion. She might try to think through her feelings, analyze her way out of pain, or approach healing as a checklist. This can create emotional bottlenecks or moments of numbness. Learning to feel without fixing becomes part of her growth. But when harmonized, this placement becomes her emotional superpower. Through the architect, Ayesha becomes someone who can hold space for others with rare grace and quiet wisdom. Her inner world is structured not to keep emotion out, but to protect what truly matters. And in the silence of her well-built sanctuary, she discovers that the most beautiful things, trust, belonging, safety, aren't built fast. They are designed slowly, with love and care. Fifth house. Creativity, joy, and the spark of personal expression. Jupiter and Mars in Swati and Vishaka nakshatras, Libra Ayesha's fifth house, governing creativity, romance, learning, and the personal spark that fuels joy, is graced by Jupiter and Mars, placed in Swati and Vishaka nakshatras, within Libra. This house reveals not only how she plays, creates, and loves, but how she generates meaning through those acts. With these two powerful planets here, Ayesha's creative and romantic life is anything but light. It's strategic, idealistic, and quietly driven. Jupiter in Swati, ruled by Rahu, brings a graceful and expansive intellectual current to her creative mind. Swati is airy, independent, and searching. It's the gentle breeze that prefers freedom over rigidity, making Jupiter here idealistic yet flexible. Ayesha is likely drawn to aesthetics, philosophy, or teaching through beauty and balance. Her creativity may be expressed through words, ideas, or causes that promote fairness, justice, and harmony. She wants her art, whether literal or metaphorical, to make people think and feel better about the world. Mars in Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter, adds passion, ambition, and a hint of intensity to the mix. Vishaka is about focused pursuit, going after what matters with determination and conviction. Mars here gives her a deep drive to achieve something creatively or romantically. She isn't satisfied with surface flirtation or casual creativity. She wants impact. Whether it's a project, a relationship, or a cause, she puts her will behind it and expects growth, evolution, and meaningful results. Together, these placements activate the visionary catalyst archetype. Ayesha's fifth house isn't about play. It's about purposeful creation. She may be drawn to intellectual mentorship, youth work, social justice campaigns, or projects that blend creativity with principle. There's a natural ability to lead others into deeper learning or creative clarity, not by commanding, but by inspiring through clarity of thought and direction. Psychologically, this pairing suggests a tension between freedom and focus. Swati wants to wander, Vishakha wants to conquer. Ayesha may at times feel torn between wanting to explore endless possibilities and needing to commit to a single path. In relationships, she may seek both mental rapport, Jupiter in Libra, and passionate depth, Mars in Vishakha, which can lead to high standards and emotional push-pull dynamics. There's also a karmic undertone here. Her children, biological or creative, may be extensions of her mission. She may pour herself into their development, treating them as vehicles of legacy. And because of this, she may wrestle with perfectionism, wanting her creations to embody her highest ideals. The challenge? Emotional burnout from overinvestment. When joy becomes tied to achievement or approval, it risks losing its spontaneity. Ayesha must remember that play isn't a performance, it's a pulse. But when balanced, this house becomes a beacon. Through the visionary catalyst lens, Ayesha becomes someone who doesn't just create for beauty's sake, she creates for transformation. Her voice becomes a bridge between aesthetics and ethics, art and action. And in doing so, she lights a fire not only in her own heart, but in the hearts of all who encounter her inspired expression. Seventh house, relationships, intimacy, and the mirror of self. Ketu in Purva Ashada Nakshatra, Sagittarius, Ayesha's seventh house, governing committed partnerships, emotional projection, and the relational mirror, is occupied by Ketu, placed in Purva Ashada Nakshatra within Sagittarius. This is a powerful and often karmically significant placement. The seventh house represents the kind of energy we attract in others, how we relate to them, and ultimately, how we come to terms with parts of ourselves through relationship. With Ketu here, Ayesha's journey in love and partnership is not linear. It is spiritual, detaching, and often filled with hidden lessons about freedom, meaning, and surrender. Ketu is the south node of the moon. It dissolves, unhooks, and deconditions. And Purva Ashada, ruled by Venus, is a nakshatra of emotional conquest and idealistic striving. It brings a fire of devotion and moral strength, but also carries a strong belief in personal truth. When Ketu lands here, it signals that Ayesha has already experienced the intensity of relationship dynamics in previous lives. She's karmically tired of emotional drama, romantic entanglements, or excessive idealism in partnerships, and now seeks relationships that are soul-honoring, truthful, and stripped of pretense. This placement evokes the mystic archetype in relational matters. Ayesha is not drawn to shallow partnerships. She may feel disillusioned with traditional relationship structures or uninterested in externally perfect partners. What she craves is depth, spiritual resonance, emotional authenticity, and philosophical compatibility. Yet paradoxically, she may also push away or emotionally withdraw from closeness when it gets too conventional or emotionally consuming. Psychologically, this can manifest as a kind of emotional detachment in one-on-one relationships. Not because Ayesha lacks feeling, but because she's wired to seek inner union before outer attachment. She may feel misunderstood in relationships or find that others project onto her the very ideals she is learning to release. At times, she might attract intense or spiritually significant partners, people who catalyze growth, even if the relationship doesn't last in the conventional sense. There's often a subtle discomfort with traditional romantic expectations. Ayesha may rebel against the notion of romantic ownership, feel restless in partnerships that lack philosophical depth, or struggle to fully invest in someone if their beliefs don't align with hers. Her journey is about moving from partnership as attachment to partnership as awakening. The challenge here lies in learning when to stay. Ketu can cause avoidance, emotional bypassing, or a feeling of this isn't it, even when connection is present. Ayesha must distinguish between authentic detachment and fear of vulnerability. The task is not to escape intimacy, but to purify it. When integrated, this placement becomes a quiet superpower. Through the mystic archetype, Ayesha learns to meet others not through roles, but through soul presence. Her relationships become spiritual paths where both she and her partners evolve, not through clinging, but through honesty, spaciousness, and shared truth. And in that rare kind of love, unattached but deeply present, she discovers what most people never reach. Connection that liberates, not confines. 11th house, aspirations, community, and emotional connectivity. Moon and Kritika Nakshatra, Aries. In Ayesha's chart, the 11th house, which governs social networks, long-term goals, and our connection to collective impact, is occupied by the moon, placed in Kritika Nakshatra in Aries. This is a bold and emotionally expressive placement in a house that reflects the kinds of communities we're drawn to, the dreams we chase, and how we emotionally invest in the broader world. With the moon here, Ayesha doesn't just dream big, she feels her aspirations with raw emotional urgency. The moon represents emotional processing, habit patterns, and inner receptivity. In Aries, it becomes quick, instinctive, and action-oriented. Ayesha's emotional life is tied to doing. She feels most secure when in motion, especially toward a vision. She may seek out communities that are fast-paced, entrepreneurial, or socially courageous, people who act on their convictions and move quickly from idea to execution. There's an emotional hunger here to belong to a tribe of doers. Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, adds heat and purification to this emotional intensity. It cuts, sears, and clarifies. Ayesha's emotional engagement with groups and causes may be sharp, passionate, and at times confrontational. She doesn't tolerate hypocrisy or indecisiveness in social settings. If she senses inauthenticity or disloyalty in a group, she may sever ties abruptly. But if she trusts her people or her purpose, her loyalty is unshakable. This placement brings forth the catalyst archetype in collective spaces. Ayesha is someone who emotionally charges the environments she joins. She can galvanize others into action through her presence alone. Whether in a social cause, team project, or artistic collective, she adds emotional fire to the mission. She feels most alive when part of a movement that is going somewhere, and she wants to ignite that journey. Psychologically, this placement reveals a tendency to absorb collective emotion. Ayesha may feel responsible for others' motivation or overly sensitive to being excluded or undervalued in group dynamics. Because the moon rules subconscious needs, she may not always understand why certain friendships or goals become so emotionally loaded. She may also experience emotional highs and lows tied to whether she feels aligned or disconnected from her greater purpose. There's also a pattern of emotional independence. Kritika Moon doesn't seek comfort from the crowd. Ayesha may need solitude even while leading others, and she values friendships that respect her need for space as much as her need for connection. Her emotional trust is earned, not given. The challenge lies in managing emotional impulsiveness in social or aspirational settings. Aries Moon wants quick results. If a vision or a friend disappoints her emotionally, she may feel the urge to cut ties or abandon the plan. But her deeper growth lies in learning to stay with the process, even when it's messy. When integrated, this placement becomes a brilliant force for impact. Through the catalyst, Ayesha's dreams are not distant. They are embodied. Her emotions fuel action, her instincts guide purpose, and her presence enlivens those around her. In collective spaces, she is not just another member. She is the spark. And through that fire, others find their light too.